I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
And I, Hossein, take you, Emma, to be my love. Oh. Excuse me, just... Let me get this. 1 second.
What?
Hey, Mom. No, I'm not doing anything.
What? I don't got what? Hossein? Are you taking a call right now? It is our wedding.
Yeah, when you use that accent, I don't understand you, Emma. I'm sorry. What is it? No, Mom. No, I'm free. What's up?
Oh. What's in my heart? What happened to that?
Oh, yeah. You know what, Mom? Yeah, I got weird reception. I just gotta take somebody's money.
Blimey!
Oh yeah, I think she's mad. Let me call you back. Okay. Yeah, love you the most.
I've never seen anything like this. This is peak 90 days.
This is peak 90 days.
Can I tell you?
God, she's stupid.
I was DM'd about this.
Oh, so was I.
I was DM'd about watching their wedding. I did not know it would happen the way it did. I thought that he would stop and not take a call.
Like somebody said, he answered the phone. And I went, okay, yeah.
He talked on the phone.
While
the
officiant,
Turkish man was talking.
While the officiant from Antalya was marrying them.
While he signed the book.
Y'all, like, if Patty LuPone was there, he would have no head now. That's how extreme it was for him to answer this phone. Did not expect this.
He basically said, "What are you doing?" to his mother, too.
Yeah.
He was on the phone. "What are you doing?" "Oh, just watching my stories."
Because he tried to explain that he wanted his mother to be there, like he felt alone.
But then you call her and... keep the phone on.
Is it? Yeah, like, then you should have Skyped her or whatever.
No, I think he has a lot of Persian friends who call him, and they are all, quote, his mother. That's what I'm saying now. All his Persian gays.
Y'all,
they're all my mother.
Y'all, he gay.
He gay.
Like, when you know you can't get your wedding paper signed and you're stressed out and you're waiting in a van for someone to come out of their job so you can get your wedding papers and you're looking in the reflection of the glass to check your hair.
And all you can say is, I cannot fix my hair. That is your biggest concern.
And Anna's like, fuck. Y'all, this is 90 Day UK.
The finale.
I've made a massive mistake.
I think so, Emma. That should have been the subtitle of the series.
Oh, this is the only fail of this episode for me was, why didn't we get a soundbite from that gay friend there? Because you know that blonde little gay guy was going to, I just wanted to cut to him and go, this bitch is crazy.
I know. He unfortunately was quiet the entire time.
He was.
That and the other fail, and I don't know if it was because the mom didn't want it, but the fail of this episode, if you ask me, was the fact we did not see the fight with Christine and Sean's mother. I cannot believe we did not see that fight.
I don't know if they weren't there. I don't know if that was it.
But they just filmed.
I know. I was torn. There were the only scenes that felt fraudacity to me. But then,
I agree.
But the mother was so, and Christine both were so crying. It made you think, well, this can't be fake.
I think they had to recreate some things. I think they had to recreate things.
Maybe they actually did have that fight like 5 months prior.
Yeah.
And boy, Richard, y'all, we were wrong about, dead wrong about Richard and Kathleen.
Yeah.
Dead wrong.
I think he's still a jerk. What's interesting, though, is it feels now like he only wanted to be on the show.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the saddest part of all, y'all, R.I.P. Pip. He got rid of that mole. Michelle from Blighty Day texted me this morning.
It was apparently a wart.
It was a wart.
Yeah.
Well,
Pip, Pip, it's gone. Maisie Russell's wart.
Gone now.
Uncle Melanoma. Buck Melanoma. Maisie Russell's wart.
Overall, I was...
You know what I'm referencing?
No, I
don't. Uncle Buck. Where he goes and sees that one with the huge. Yes.
That's a good movie.
It's fun when I have to explain things.
John Candy. I'm still sad about that one.
It's been 20 years he's been dead, right?
It's still sad. Maybe.
I get you.
Hey, Siri, he did when did John Candy die?
He had a drug problem.
He did?
Yeah. I think so.
I thought he died just from with health obesity issues.
But I think he did have a drug problem in his youth. So that was affecting. So that's why he died. He died young, but he had a drug problem.
Siri didn't listen. Oh, well. It just looked up obesity. That didn't work out well now, did it?
And then we had a kind of our thing with Pat that we all called. I'm still upset we did not get to go to Greece with Anne. I've never been to Greece.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this
40 years.
We talked about this not on 90 Day. I think we talked, or UK, I think we talked about regular 90 Day that y'all, maybe we did, that y'all, she totally had a timeshare yacht. She's an ass. Pat's an asshole.
No, she's an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get started here. Before we start, I want to say, I think Iran pretty much knocks down a lot of, we don't have a ton of listeners there they can't really.
Yeah.
But we, for our Persian and Irani, sissies who are listening, women of, Iran, we are with you. We are with you, to take your rights. And to protest and to stand up for what you need and what you think is right now.
Yep.
So that's what I just want to say. We are with you.
We are.
Keep fighting for what you believe in.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
And Tampa, we're sorry about that hurricane. That's on us.
I hope the least damage is possible.
I'm
going to be pissed if that theater is flooded.
But because you were going to get flooded in Tampa.
I have to cancel my trip completely.
But y'all, I saw it was going there, and they literally said the worst hurricane in like 60 years.
We apologize.
It's our fault.
Yeah. Every time we plan something.
Yeah, turn on Tommy.
Anyway, y'all, live shows, Chicago on the 29th.
Oh, my God. I looked at the weather in Chicago.
It's gonna be wonderful.
It's going to be 60 degrees. We're staying at a hotel by a park. It's going to feel like fall. I'm going to have to bring a sweater, and I'm going to bring a coat, and I'm just going to walk around and just feel the fall. Aren't you excited?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I'm going to get a pumpkin spice latte. I'll get you one, too.
Oh.
Actually, I don't like pumpkin spice.
I think it's okay.
I don't like pumpkin.
Don't even like pumpkin pie. You know what I saw? What? You're wrong. I think pumpkin pie can be delicious if cooked well.
Don't care for it.
Did you grow up with it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You were never made to try it?
No,
or
I had a bite every year. My mother loves it. Has to have it every Thanksgiving.
It is part of Thanksgiving.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I'll eat it.
Yeah.
But I just don't, I don't crave it.
Do you like custard desserts? It may be a textural thing.
No. I don't dislike pumpkin, but I don't crave it.
I think if you gave me pumpkin pie at any other time of the year, I'd be like, what the fuck is this?
Possibly.
But I really like it at Thanksgiving.
I don't mind. I do like pumpkin bread.
Who gives a shit about any of this?
You asked.
I'm sorry I did. No one gives a shit about where I like pumpkin pie or a pumpkin pie shake or a pumpkin. But I was going to say, a lot of times the spices that are in pumpkin spice were thought to ward off evil.
But you're still here.
True. Didn't work with me. That's why I sizzle when I eat pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it burns inside of your throat. Anyway, Chicago, we are very excited to get back on the road for the Doublet Tour.
Got all the track planning, all the cue sheets ready.
We are
Tech crew doesn't know what they wasn't hitting.
I don't know what they're, y'all. DC, we're coming at you. We might even have a special guest. Also, Atlanta and New York
and Tamps.
Hopefully,
weather permitting.
Boy,
we're trying our best.
Wow. Y'all, pray for the Attic Theater and everyone in Tampa.
Yeah, and everybody on in the Everglades, too, for what we're seeing.
Tampa sissies, don't hold it out and wait in Tampa thinking, I got to be here to see my gays. Please leave. We're not going to be there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure everything will be fine by the time we get there.
Unless it's like what it's shaping up to be, where it's going to be like Hurricane Harvey and go like 10 miles an hour and just drop rain everywhere.
Well.
Yeah, that's what they're worried about. It's very concerning.
Yikes.
So I say that Florida sissies, take heed and do what you need to do.
Do what the authorities tell you to do.
Don't,
if they tell you to evacuate.
Don't pull a poodle and say, I think they're wrong. Because that's what you do.
I would be that bitch who boarded up my house and stayed. South Carolina people are like that too. When they're like, oh, I'm staying. This is my house.
And then cut to, we have video of podcaster, yeah! Poodle Anthony, standing on top of his house being rescued by a helicopter.
Or just up in the wind.
Looking like Paul in poop water. We need to move
Help!
On.
Help! I'm in a secret relationship.
All right.
So this is, I believe, this was the finale.
Yeah.
What? Let's talk about this at the end. But I have so many questions about this series, and it's so different from OG. In a way, it's similar to OG 90 Day.
It's similar to me of season one of 90 Day Fiancé.
Right. But so many plot points were left away because we had seven couples.
Yeah, and there's been rumors, y'all, because we talked about it in other podcasts who have been saying, where is host
Bridie? Host.
And the kind of the rumor mill states, we don't have confirmation, basically, but we're not going to do another show in UK till next season, so Google it.
Miss Host was on Reddit.
But apparently she was on Reddit.
And he was just talking up a storm about that. And then, y'all, you know this Discovery Plus people with these NDAs.
Matt Sharp doesn't play around, y'all. They
it's
said,
actually not Matt Sharp's office. It's another production.
Oh, it's not. Okay. It's Discovery Plus said, let's just edit this out and take them out. That's what they did.
So that's rumored to be what happened.
They pulled an Alina and Caleb on him.
You know, Bridie yelled at him on the phone for about 11 hours.
Remember when you thought Alina and Caleb were going to have sex and then suddenly she went, bye, the next episode.
And the littlest clan member just just scampered out of the room.
Scampered out of the room. I think Caleb's on this, is on, is he not on the single? I think he's on.
He's like fucking around with some influencer.
But I think he's on Diaries or something.
Oh,
I think he's on
God.
Diaries. Yeah.
I'm not interested.
I would totally watch him on The Single Life and make fun of him.
Yeah.
And but y'all, again, if you're not watching, now that this show's ending, if you're like, there's too much TV and you're not watching The Single Life, get into it.
Single Life's real good, y'all.
It is really, really, really,
just
really
watching
good.
Natalie be a complete loon everywhere she goes.
All right. But
I had sex with Josh.
And we've made this announcement. I'll be able to remind everyone. There is no hay that dropped on Sunday. We know part one, part two on Sunday and Monday night because we're doing that at the Chicago show on Thursday.
On
so
Thursday.
We will
29th.
Drop that as a live show then. But
you got plenty of content. You got this show. You've got The Single Life.
Which we will be doing for our Patreon for the $15 tier. We will be doing a video of The Single Life.
Yes.
So we'll put that up this week. So you can watch us on our intimate portrait for that.
Yeah.
All right. Emma and Hussein.
Emma. We were left with Hussein and Emma saying, I can't come back in a month. That timeshare and Mika.
It's too expensive.
That Mika. I need six eggs. That's too expensive. There must be more than this provincial life.
More, yeah. Employment.
So, y'all, and she says dramatically, all my dreams have been ruined.
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 And she even said, I know you love me and you'll stay with me anyway. Right? Right, Hussein? Yeah. Hold on. Mom, hold on 1 second. Yeah, I'll be with you.
Is this is the most dense person in the world, right?
She is.
Because she's not a good enough actor to believe that she's doing it for the show. She's just not.
It is. And it's weird. You want to believe, okay, she thinks she's unlovable or she, but it's like Emma doesn't show this kind of vulnerable hurt person.
No.
So you just go, and it's not arrogance, but well, I don't know. There almost is like, she doesn't have an entitlement, but she is just kind of like, she does go back and forth from like, yeah, I deserve this. This makes total sense to me,
well,
to do you love me?
She's a shitty person and she's basically thinks in a way that she is owed her happily ever after, like a lot of people do. And this
she's
is
not deep, that's for sure.
And this is the she is put, and also she is reluctant to give this up because then all of that would be in vain. So then she'll feel like a failure.
Yeah.
Even though she's even a more massive failure now.
I think Emma likes to win.
Also, y'all, he hasn't let go of his phone the entire time.
No, and so they're waiting lunch break. He's fixing his hair. They're waiting outside. He's talking.
They went to another office, by the way.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, we didn't say that. They went to another office. They found out, and so
this office has availability to marry them.
Yes, and so the woman
They get married this week.
Hussein does a dab.
Yes,
we don't do that anymore.
We
know that.
Did you notice? She kisses him in the van. And the eye roll. I gasped.
He rolled. Did you also notice that when she says, we can get married this week, she looks at him like on a game show or just in life, if someone wins something, you look at your game show partner and you go, yay. And she looks at him and he just looks at the camera and is like, smiles.
It's so weird. And on wedding day,
he always pats her like a grandpa too when he hugs her.
Oh, that tappity tap tap tap, tap, tap hug.
Yeah.
Just chilled me. This is this is we're in the area of okay, I could kind of make up that he didn't like her that much, or it may be cultural. We're past that. This is a man who can barely stand this woman.
But when she watches it, I bet she doesn't get it.
No, she doesn't. Absolutely not.
She feels. Sometimes I wonder, is she like the British Danielle?
Close.
But there's a similarity in this.
But I think Emma...
Because when he fucks her over, she's going to get that entitlement and show her ass, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, y'all, it's
She'll have UK binders. Sorry, go ahead.
It's your wedding day, and y'all... And she's,
I'm going to get it ready.
She's talking to the. She's talking to Kinsey, her daughter, and she's like, so you think I'm going to do the right thing? And she's like, do what you want to do. And I wrote down, remember when the girl jumped into his arms? It's in the way the girl is talking about the wedding, her daughter, it's giving me like Lolita vibes. Like she almost like that she wants to almost take him away from the mom.
If that happens.
Or something like that.
If that happens, they better fucking film that shit.
Because, and I don't think he would fall for it, but there's something about, or like the daughter thinks she could somehow, or maybe she could make her mom jealous or
this
something.
Is some Maury
shit. It's very Lolita. Like she's, like she jumps into his arms or like she's trying to show her mom that he's not a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's very, she seems very aware of her body. And that's, it just gave me Lolita vibes.
I think you've watched too many of those movies.
Probably. Or I also wish I was Lolita.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I was very aware of my sexuality.
Okay, so Emma, walks out, and she looks at Hussein. They see each other when she comes in the lobby. She says, "You look beautiful," and Hussein looks at her and says, "Thank you very much. Let's go." He doesn't even now. She
he gives
out,
her the tap 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 finger hug.
Let's do this. Let's do it. What do we think? She's wearing a Grecian garment.
Yes, with some kind of head ornament.
I don't mind the dress. I don't like the head ornament.
No, I don't either.
I think it makes her look costumey.
It definitely looks costumey. If you wear a Grecian dress, she's wearing it like it is a costume. It needs to be a dress with Grecian styling instead of
like
just
there's no jewelry.
Yeah.
There's none of
there's no accessories.
Her hair is not done in a Grecian way. It's just straight down.
She just put on a dress and thought that would be enough.
Yes. It's so much so that they get in the car to drive there and Emma looks at him and she says, you know, I thought you'd give me a bit of a boost and like, what do you think of the dress?
And he says what every woman wants to hear. You look like Jesus's mother.
I can't make this up.
What do you mean I look like Jesus's mother?
I like that she jumps on the fact that he says Jesus's mother and she jumps on the fact, no, this is a Grecian dress, not a
Middle Eastern
one. Not a
one.
Middle Eastern guy. Like, she's trying to correct him on his fashion history. And he's no. He doubles down and says, no, you look like Jesus's mother.
It doesn't matter who you are. You never want to be called someone's mother. Let's just say that. And this is when she, and I don't know if it's he who starts whistling or is it her? I couldn't tell who was whistling
he
on
whistles,
the way there.
Because she's like, why aren't you happy? Why aren't you happy? You should be happy. And do you not want to get married? And I think that's him trying to show happy.
And this is when I lost all empathy for her. Because she is demanding, she is seeing him as a source of her validation instead of finding happiness for herself.
She just keeps touching his pecs. She just keeps touching
his pecs. And I went, you're unredeemable. You'll never learn.
Oh, she'll never. I'm You'll telling you, it's a Danielle. Learn. That's what I realized. They're going to get married. Y'all, he's conning her. They're going to get divorced.
Uh-oh, you just spoiled it for Carl's wife.
Yeah. Carl, I think Jesus' mother is not going to find love now.
She really had, she thought they were a good couple.
Yeah. She,
go get me that small Bible I got that used to be Granny's. I'll pray on it.
So he keeps saying,
and he's like, you make me happy. Let's go. You make me happy. And Kenzie's like, yeah, they're getting married. And it was just
awkward.
Awkward.
And the translator is there saying, I will make this marriage happen between blah, blah, blah. Mrs. Emma and Mr. Let me check my book. Hossein, is that it?
Yeah, he does check the
book. I had a Hossein in the last wedding 20 minutes ago, so yeah. I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Sorry about that.
This is basically a drive-in wedding.
I mean, y'all, Elvis in Vegas does it better.
I guarantee you they married 40 people this day.
Probably.
Yeah, I think it's probably a very popular wedding destination.
Do you think any of them answered a phone call from their mother during their wedding?
I think that might have been a first.
I think that was a first. I wish they would have. Now, see, 90 Day Now would have asked the wedding officiant, has anyone ever answered a phone call before?
Yeah.
And they would have been like, no, that's the first.
I need to say how singular this was. When we look back in the top 20 gag-worthy moments of the whole series,
agreed.
Hossein taking a phone call from, quote, his mother is during the wedding ceremony is going to be one of those.
Oh.
This is a condoms are for slut people moment. Or this is
don't terrorize me with your pregnancy moment.
This is one of those moments. It's not standard franchise, but holy fuck. I can't believe it happened.
I'm still a little speechless from it.
And the way it happened, you guys, is they're signing the book and the phone rings and he kind of silences it first. And he answers, and I wrote down, oh, my holy God. And they're signing the book, and he's like, sorry, it was my mother. And then she says to him, what is more important than getting married to me? I'm going to call a lightning round right now.
Oh,
things
Jesus.
That are more important to Hossein than getting married to Emma.
All right.
So I'll go first.
All right.
What is more important than getting married to me, Emma, my limited edition ABBA Gold album.
Okay.
You say it next and I'll hit it. What is more important than getting married to Emma?
Making sure that he buys all the Prel that he can in this country because it's his favorite shampoo.
Oh, perfect. What's more important?
What's more important to Hossein than getting married to Emma?
Making sure there's plenty of lube at his favorite sex shop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's more important than getting married to Emma?
Making sure that he buys extra fabric so that way he can take it back so his mother can make him those long shirts.
Ooh, perfect.
And lastly, what's the most important thing to Hossein besides getting married to Emma?
He doesn't have to have sex with her. Because y'all know why. He gay.
He gay.
He's going to Mykonos after this.
Oh, yes, he is. Yeah, they didn't even mention a honeymoon. I guess that's their honeymoon, that trip.
Y'all, he is gay. Gay. He might not know it. That's the thing. We joke that he knows it and he's fucking every person in Persia.
I actually don't know if he does.
In Iran. I don't think he knows it. But
it only takes once to find out.
Yeah, you know. You do it one time and you're like, oh, okay, I know.
You're just sleeping in your buddy's college dorm and the next thing you know, something feels kind of like a warm salamander is just slapping you in the back. And you go, wait a minute. Why does this make me feel
like a baby mole rat?
Yeah. Somebody trying to burrow in me? Because I feel like I got a warm, tender place just made for that.
And then everything changes.
Everything changes.
What is that?
That's for a waitress, I think.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shouldn't do that to Sarah Bareilles. All right.
Everything changes. Everything looks different through the eyes of love. I think that's Taylor Dane.
Oh, yeah.
Everything changes.
That's a deep.
That's a single, though. Don't you tell me something's a deep cut. You're the one giving me deep album cuts.
That's actually not true. A lot of times you're like, I don't know that. And then sissies come for you and they're like, Poodle, that was number one, like for 4 weeks in a row.
They're always 90s country, though.
It's not always 90s country. It's been like Debbie. It's probably when you were not listening to pop music because you were working on playing Barbra Streisand on your piano.
Maybe, but I was still more connected to mainstream music than you were.
I didn't say you aren't, but I'm not gonna let you sit here and say that you never don't get it wrong either, because
I do. I need to also say, as they're getting married, this may have been the one marriage, night a marriage, where the audience looks more miserable than the audience at BGL and Usman's wedding, when they all looked sick.
That's fair.
And her gay friend looked awful. Oh,
they
look
so sad. They're sitting, and they kind of, after the daughter, they just kind of, yay, and they kind of clap. And then Emma's going, did I make a massive mistake? And then my favorite part's when Kenzie's just sitting there, she's like, yeah, it was just really weird. And then he gave me his wedding ring because he said he's allergic to it. Y'all, he couldn't even wear the ring for an hour. For 1 hour.
I also need to say that each one of my last four hospital midnight marriages were more romantic than this wedding.
Each one of them.
The accompaniments of doop, 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 doop. And you know what? At least I waited until I was out of the hospital room to call a trick.
Hey, and you know what? That was, at least at that wedding, there was music, because that was music to you.
I know. Beautiful, sweet music. Oh, the DNR is just freshly inked.
There is sweet music here, right in the middle of Cedar Sinai.
And we had food, too. We had Jell-O.
You had Jell-O, yeah. Who doesn't love Jell-O?
I didn't share it, though. I ate it all. He couldn't eat, though. He was being fed by a tube at that point.
He was being fed by a tube. So they're fighting.
At least it was romantic.
At least they fight. It kind of makes no sense. We can go all in, but basically the Hussein doesn't get what she does at all. And at one point, they're standing in front of like this just horrible looking like arbor thing with like that tacky boho hay all over it. And
Emma's photos.
Like, we've got to take a picture for the visa people. And so they're standing there taking this picture, and it looks like someone is at his grandmother's retirement party.
It's really bad because you get that there's no joy in it for either of them. They're just kind of plowing through it. It's kind of like my first sexual experience.
Wow. You're just biting on the leather strap. Yeah. And and then when they're done, you say, again!
I got it right now. So this is, and he even says to her, don't act like a 5-year-old.
But he says, and here's the deal, too. You know what I've just figured? This is what's lovely about watching both of them. They're both stupid.
Yeah, they are.
So he's not a good con. He's so stupid, but it's so great.
I'm allergic to the ring.
But it's so great. Like, he has pockets. Why wouldn't he put the ring in his pocket? And he's so stupid and arrogant, and she's so stupid and arrogant.
Yeah, and then later on, y'all, they're going to go on their sunset boat trip, and...
It sounds like a follow-up to a terrible Cuba Gooding Jr. movie.
Yeah, sunset boat trip.
Sunset boat trip, y'all.
That's when they're older. It's sunset boat trip.
And again, someone's pretending to be
still just offensive. Just offensive.
And just as homophobic, yes.
God, that movie was... Wow.
I never saw it. I never did either.
So, y'all, he says, but then she says, we're strong, and, you know, it's not a problem. We figured it out. Our relationship is strong.
As in 90-day fiancé terms, she just makes a 360.
She makes a complete 360. And he says, I love you very much. And then he says, I still don't know why you were angry. My favorite line!
But still don't get it. She goes, ha, 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 I got angry when you were angry.
That's all, folks.
And they sail off in the sunset, and I'm screaming at the TV because I'm going, wait a minute, wait a minute. And this is what I love about this UK version is because they bring in the whole just UK camp.
Yeah.
And we have this kind of post, it felt like a Marvel movie. You have like a post-credit scene, and it says on the screen, wait a minute, but what about the wedding night?
Wait a minute. There were fireworks.
They're going to do fireworks. She says there were fireworks. I don't think it was like a Katy Perry song. I think it was more kind of like Lone Grove Days when it rains. Just kind of like one.
Or maybe he actually shot fireworks out of his asshole.
Maybe. And someone was drunk. Again, that happened at Lone Grove Days. Guy stuck a Roman candle up his ass.
What? But
don't ask. Paramedics were called too. You weren't supposed to do that. Anyway,
we need to move on.
Well, you know, he stood. His friend pushed him on that little carousel thing that in the because Sullivan Park had the playground, like I guess a merry-go-round. Yeah, and so he put a candle up his ass and lit the Roman fire, and he just went and shoot. It looked pretty. He's died in prison now. That guy died several years ago.
I probably could have called that. lastly, he does say, "If I make it to England, I would like to open a shop." Or a restaurant. Nothing about us.
No, nothing about her. But yes, they fuck and you see her smile and they actually go ding when she smiles. It was funny.
So they all lived happily ever after, right? We should take a quick commercial.
Oh, that was so good.
Before we move on to Sean and Christine.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So y'all, it's Sean and Christine, and she comes back, they make up, everything's fine, she got perspective, 2 hours later. Boy.
We've had a terrible fight, his mother and I.
This changes, you know, this is kind of like a Jake Anthony date. Everything's going well, and then 2 hours later, you find out they're married, and their husband comes home, and it gets real bad.
It happens sometimes. They're not forthcoming, honestly. Or they can say they're married. They say they're married, but they have an arrangement.
And then turns out the arrangement is their husband doesn't know they're fucking you.
That's the arrangement. Beware, when you hear arrangement, y'all, find out what that means. Some advice from me to you. It's never as uncomplicated as it sounds.
Oh, God.
So it seems like, yeah, Christine and his mom had a big fight, and I wrote down, why is this not on camera? And I think timeline is sketchy here.
I think I kind of agree with you. Since the emotion was there, I think this was a recreation.
I think it was a recreation.
I bet this probably happened when they first were dating.
I think they I think they got screwed over by Bridie and Host because I think they were trying to make that one of the centerpiece stories.
I think so, too. And also, Bridie and Host, they knew that was going to be the dramatic storyline.
Yes. And I think that's why this whole episode, besides MR and the phone, this whole episode was kind of a letdown after the Emma stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I get why these other three stories could have ended in the penultimate episode. And so, yeah,
I bet you their game plan was going to be Emma and Hussein, Bridie and Host, Sean and Christine for finale.
I think so too.
And they probably thought Richard.
Yes.
And that kind of would be their big four because we knew Pat and I now understand why they held Pat and Sam so long.
I do too.
Because nothing happened. So that's why we waited so long.
Yeah. And we got, think about this. Maybe it's because there wasn't a lot of film. We got very little of Callum and Marvin.
Yeah.
I think we got four episodes worth.
I think they maybe thought that was going to be more, and there was some drama, but it just, I'm not critiquing it because I really enjoyed the season. And again, it moved so quick, but I agree with you. It does feel like there was a lot of fat.
Yeah.
Or not fat, a lot of meat cut from the table.
Yeah. I still think the problem was having too many couples with 10 episodes.
It's hard. I'm assuming for season two, they'll have more, but I don't know how. This is based though off of UK television format. So I don't, maybe not. Their shows usually are shorter, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
must be nice.
I know. The mom is talking to Caitlin. She's basically says, I said things I regret, but so did she. And so he goes to see his mom and she said, I'm sorry. I needed to get this stuff off my chest. And he even says, I think my mom is jealous of her. And I think he nailed it because, I think she's basically said this the whole time. And then later on, we get a huge reveal. And I'm interested to hear what you think about this. So he said, listen, I'm always going to choose Christine because she's my wife now. She's my future.
And also the father of his child.
Yes.
That's when the mom's saying this, I'm like, mom.
Yeah.
You have he has a kid. This is not, whether she's using him for money or not, I don't think she is.
No.
But whether she's using him for money or not, you're too late, honey.
Right.
He has a kid. Also, she needs to know when he pays a check. She needs to be given the check. She needs to be responsible for the money because Sean
is not.
Can't fucking wipe his ass and needs a mother. She's taking care of him.
Christine's going to be a second mother.
And if the mother has any awareness at all, she has to know that. If she does not know or realize
that, the mother knows,
then she's completely in denial.
And that's one of the reasons the mom is afraid. The mom is now doesn't know what role she will have instead of basically wiping her son's butt for him. Yeah. And I often wonder how long Sean's been living independently. That's not been living with his family.
Yeah, I agree. I do. It was kind of a little bit of a bum out because it felt a little for audacity. But the thing that happened that I did not expect, I really like Sean and Christine and I really like them together.
Yeah.
Like, I really root
for
them.
Me too.
I really root for them.
I think this situation where,
besides Katie and Alejandro, they're my favorite couple.
Mine too. He needs someone to look after him. He doesn't need to live alone. He will do well if he has someone taking care of him. He can do things in his life. I don't think he has the skill set in his life to completely take care of himself.
No.
I really believe that.
That's why I'm going to talk about his race back so much.
Yeah. The friend the friend who just needs a little bit of lip balm.
Yeah.
So later on, mom does want to meet Christine. And I don't know if you saw the sign that in the kitchen says, if you want boom boom, keep clean.
She does say that. If you want boom boom, keep clean. So, and that's the deal. Maybe she doesn't see that in his house, but we see on the show, her mom's reasoning is she never shows any affection to Sean in public. But she's very affectionate to him at the house.
Yeah. And I think the way she shows affection is she has an edge to her. I love her. I absolutely love Christine. And I...
Because she's you.
What do you mean?
Because you, if you're Christine...
I don't have an edge to me.
Because if you're dating Poodle, yeah. If you're dating Poodle, you love him. And you
bitch.
And you say, I love you, Poodle. And you respond...
I love you when the check comes in.
Exactly.
Where's my surprise?
But you'll always come back. You always know Poodle does love you if you're dating him because he's horny and he'll always fuck you.
And I made you a nice meal and you better enjoy it. So what's interesting is she said they go and meet and she's like, the mom just outright says, I apologize for saying you were here for financial gain. I don't think that anymore. I didn't even think that the day after.
I was just angry.
I was just angry. And it was this flash of jealousy that she realized my role as caretaker of my son is an end. Yeah, and I think that's all she's been.
As long as he needs me.
As long as he needs me. It's a solo.
She dies at the end. Spoiler alert. So go ahead.
So she and Christine listens and she says really reasonably without any rancor or anything. She's like, listen, I don't show public affection. It's cultural for me. And I love Sean the way I can. And I don't have to do that in public. That's just me. And she says, and the mom says, we're both stubborn and we're both hurt. And
I love it when she hugged her. She said, and Christine said, I missed you.
Yes. And then the mom says, not only is she's my daughter-in-law, she's my best friend. What?
That's why I felt a little fraudacity. I agree. I think this happened earlier. I think it happened earlier.
And I don't think...
But the emotion was there.
And I don't think she's lying.
No.
I think Christine is very close to that woman.
I think so, too.
And I just wrote, what a turnaround. And there's this little scene at the end, and he says, I've got my girls back.
I think, y'all, Sean read the boxcar children because he puts the wine in the river just like they did with the milk to keep it cold. That's what he did. It works, y'all. That's what the boxcar children
that
did.
That scene with him, like, being so clumsy and trying not to step in the mud.
Literally, they could have played and just did it and sped up.
Like the hippos dancing in Fantasia. So he's going to propose, you guys. And the only tough thing is she's still married and he doesn't have enough money for the annulment. But he's gotten her a little, he called it a token ring. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe it's fake ring.
It means cheap.
Yeah.
It means cheap.
That's what I thought it meant.
Because he has no money and because he has to pay £5,000
yeah.
for her to get an annulment. So y'all, she ain't going to get divorced anytime soon. So that's what, that felt again fraudulent because I went, this really isn't it didn't feel like a real engage. It felt like they needed to end their storyline with
this
something.
This was the closest thing to a 90-day plot line.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the show, I think that's where 90 Day Fiancé UK, which is not even 90 Day at all, and I'm sure they did just for the brand, that's where this show, I would encourage them, go out and make your own tropes. You don't have to follow. Americans aren't that dumb. Well, I take that back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We might not be able to, but I would say venture out and do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Make your documentary show the way you want to make it.
They're not listening.
Yeah, you're right. No one gives a shit
but
about what
sure,
I say.
Sure, poods.
But I liked it when she said, I felt seen when Christine says, I love surprises, but I hate bad surprises. That's why I hate all surprises, y'all. A lot of them have been bad for me. I don't like them.
Who hurt you?
People who gave me bad surprises. Anyway, he gets down on one knee, and he said, I appreciate all that you've done for me. And it's almost like that was the one validation that she just needed, that he needs to. That's her love language, is appreciation.
But we forget with the, what was weird about, she's got to go back home to her family.
Yeah.
She doesn't live here yet.
Nope.
His son's got to go back home.
Yep.
We got to do this. We got to see this. Is that going to be season two? Or are they going to do a whole, we don't know.
I think they'll definitely be on season two.
But we don't know, is 90 Day UK going to be continuation of, because this is different than 90 Day Fiancé. 90 Day Fiancé, they marry or not.
Well, this is the finality. This is the closest to the other way.
Yeah. So is this going to be a continuation or we don't know?
I liked it when he's like, oh, this is the Prosecco's over here. And she's like, why don't you bring some ice?
I thought it was smart to put it in the river.
And then, y'all, at the end, this is really cute. They have the son, Christian, run up and say hello to them.
That's cute.
And I forgot, they've known each other for 8 years.
Yeah.
Eight years.
That's why with the mom, and I agree, I think it happened way earlier.
And she's met her before.
Yes.
I think they've all been to the Philippines.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway,
y'all, apparently WIFE means I ain't gonna call you back, bitch.
Woo!
Talk about King Richard. That's what he calls his dick, right?
Little Richie, I believe.
Little Richie, yes.
Or Big Richie.
Not much happens.
He meets his friend. I wrote down, is his friend named Gavin or Gary?
It's an English name.
Yeah.
The way he said it, I don't know.
But he keeps saying, y'all, Richard can't be beaten. Because he's things like, you know, if the Philippines went fantastic, and but it's strange thing, since I've been back, she's distant. She says she's fallen out of love with me.
It must be that time of the month for her.
I could not believe it.
When he said that, I was kind of like, yeah, I was starting to feel bad for you, and then you say shit like that, and I'm like.
And the camera zooms in, y'all, on his camel toe tat.
Sad camel.
So
sad, just sitting there spitting by itself.
And then he says, I take no responsibility for any of this.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for you.
I don't either. And I don't think we're meant to. So a text from her, he gets texts saying, I'm not happy anymore. And he says, I just want closure. Again, y'all, don't look for closure in the other person.
No.
You have to find it in yourself.
True.
Because you're not going to get it from these people. Especially if there's a person who has cut off ties with you. You're not going to get closure.
I mean, she didn't get closure when they broke up before and he cheated on her.
Exactly.
So, do you think this was this her plan all along? Like, she knew she couldn't get over that? She wanted to ghost him?
I don't think so. I think of it two ways. I think, A.
Uh-huh.
Their relationship was never really that solid, and he played it up for the cameras.
Oh, agreed. Yeah, that's true.
And she was always a little skeptical.
Yeah.
And was playing along, too. I think maybe he told her, play along until we're in the Philippines, and we'll see what happens. And I think she just soured as soon as he left, because she had some time to think. And I think
this blind squirrel found a nut.
Yeah,
I
and
agree.
The other thing I thought of is he either talked about someone or he cheated again.
Cheated.
And it wasn't included.
Cheated. I don't know if he cheated again, but maybe.
Or she found out something else and they didn't include it.
We have sad Richard. He's FaceTiming her and she's not answering.
I wrote down, why is he shirtless? Why? Why?
I mean, he's sitting there trying to call. It looks like Poodle Night, thinking that one straight guy who kind of hooked up with us is going to answer the phone when we
call
them.
They never do. They never do, y'all. You know why? That wife's got that phone all the time. She is just watching. If I could get it past that bitch, if I could, I'll tell you what.
They touched the forbidden fruit once.
I know. So he's like, my plan was that she was going to pick up my socks. And
they literally zoom in on his socks just laying on the counter, and it's just sad socks.
He says, Rich is looking for a spark in his belly and a twinge in his pants, and you can't keep King Richard down for long, which, y'all, he went on the show to be famous, to be on the
show.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's why.
All right, let's wrap this up with Pat and Sam.
It's ballroom dancing with her friend Geraldine.
Geraldine, yes. So they're going dancing. Pat's like, dancing makes me feel alive.
And vibrant. She's obsessed with age and not being her age.
It's true. And she says to her friend, she's like, Geraldine, she's like, oh, is Jody coming? She's like, no, Jody's having problems with her hip. And she's like, oh, the ball, that's a thing.
Oh, Paul, that's just dismal.
Just dismal. Their dance, and so they later talk about...
She does say, Jody, she's having problems with her hip.
Her friend comes for her heart about this, and yeah. It was needed. Makes her cry.
She even says, she said, I've heard a few things about people in Pakistan not really doing, and she's like...
Well, scamming people for money.
I know I'm his passport, basically, over here. And Geraldine says, if you keep sending him money...
Like, if you don't see...
And if he doesn't come...
What do you think about
that? What do you think?
And she goes, why don't I want to talk about this anymore?
This is what her friend Anne needs to say to her. But
Anne knows her better and knows that she'll just go like this and start crying and become a martyr.
And Anne really just wants to talk about what her next tea cup of tea is like.
Cup of tea, or Anne wants to probably see his dick.
Yeah.
Y'all, Anne's a dick.
40 years!
Oh, it is. How's this Captain John?
She is a dick pig.
Haircut, she's a dick pig. She's looking for it.
And
she's like, maybe I could be Coco too.
So,
oh, but you don't fancy that on a ship every day.
That's one for the books.
Yeah. That's a horse of a different color.
So, y'all, she's making plans with Sam to do... I'm so excited about a trip to Greece.
Y'all, but kind of like Branwen from Lilu.
I've got school.
I got homework.
Sam has school.
Busy.
Yeah, health school. Doesn't go, this is such a lame excuse to me.
I'm in the process of, he said, and then she says, this was absolutely chilling when she said this. But he said, I want to be in my studies. And she said, in the most passive aggressive way possible. And she actually showed her fangs a little bit. Well, we don't want to delay the start of your process of you coming here. But on the other hand, it's really a shame you can't meet in Greece. And I went, oh, you just want to fuck him.
Yeah.
You're a sex tourist like all the rest.
Even though she says they're not going to have sex.
Oh, but she still wants intimacy.
She wants to kiss him. She wants to give him a wristy.
As she says, I want to unwrap my toy boy.
Yeah.
It's all objectifying.
Yeah.
But when she said that, I was chilled.
It makes her feel younger. That's the whole point.
Totally.
That's all of it.
And makes her feel like she has power.
Makes her feel younger and alive. I'm alive.
That's my song.
Then sing it.
But this is some colonial shit. It's gross. Because
she always talks about his country's poor.
Yeah. I can't wait to help him.
Yep.
And so when we're home, we can wave the Union Jack. And later on, she says, "Well, I will try." What does this say? He says, "I'll try to finish my course, and then I'll be there." Then later on,
don't hold your breath.
We're meeting Anne, and we're getting ice cream. And she's like, what you like, Anne? She's like, I like a plain old vanilla, I do.
Well, that's boring, Anne, isn't it?
I guess
it?
I'm a boring girl.
Oh, all right. We'll have to get you a young
one. I love candy floss because I feel like a child.
And I went, what's candy floss? Cotton candy.
Yeah. And I love to lick my fingers. It's the best thing. I also love to have a big lolly.
And Anne looks at me and she's like, you really are like a kid, aren't you?
Tell me I'm young.
You're like a four-year-old.
4 years old. 4 years.
I still walk around my house sometimes and just say.
40 years.
I still just say it. I know my neighbor probably wants to call me and say, hey, who keeps saying 40 years?
No, it's my random exclamation. It has replaced cancel my affidavits.
Affidavit.
That Larissa used to say. Called canceled my affidavit.
Affidavit. And so Anne's like, how long will it be? And Pat's like, probably 6 months time.
And then two for the carousel, because we don't understand she's young at heart yet.
No.
Not after the cotton candy, the
and
visit
we see
to the carnival.
Slow motion Anne on a carousel, and I thought, okay, this is it. This is the end of her segment. Then we get like just a blip of just Sam and her conversation. He's saying, I love you. She's like, oh, I love you too. But then we find out he wants to bring his entire family to Pakistan. All 13 of them.
And I went, that's love.
That's love, everybody.
So yeah, he said, well, first he said, and she said, I feel like it's Christmas and I'm going to unwrap my toy boy. And the next breath, they interview him. He's like, I can't wait to bring my family. My mom, dad, then my three sisters, then my brother. I have 13 members in all. And I went, she deserves every bit of this. And I hope you do get there, Sam.
I hope you bring every single one.
And all of their pets.
And extended cousins.
I know.
Probably not pets, though. It's really hard to get them into Britain.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I hope they all live in Pat's house.
I hope so, too.
And they make strong-smelling curries.
Yes. So, oh, it's pungent, isn't it? And Anne walks in and goes, blimey, what smells?
It's all the tablespoons of curry. How many goes in it? 40 tablespoons!
Y'all, that's it. Y'all, that is it.
That has been this season of 90 Day UK. Wow, what a ride.
What a ride indeed, y'all.
I think if we hadn't have had Bridie and Host implosion, I think the season would have been remarkably different.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think they were going to be a big part, and it just went...
Yeah. Because...
I think they were going to be a big meet, and so I felt like we had a lot of fillers and not a lot of... Except for, like, Sean and Christine... we didn't have like kind of anchor storylines.
It's like some of those Drag Race seasons that have a lot of filler queens.
Someone said the new UK is fantastic.
That's what I hear.
I haven't seen it. We haven't had time.
There is a queen, Michelle from Blythe Day told me this. There is a queen who comes out in dressed like a lamp because she loves Antiques Roadshow.
I love that bitch. Already.
And I went, what? You need to win.
Y'all, speaking of, we met her once and we love her. We're going to send our love out to Cornbread. We found out that she has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very curable cancer. It's an intestinal, but she says everything is going to be fine. They caught it very early, but send your love to Cornbread.
Send your love to Cornbread.
We worked with her once and she was a fucking delight.
She was a delight. She kept us laughing the whole day.
She's good people. Good people.
If she hadn't have gotten injured, she would have at least
placed
in that season. She would have been final four.
She'll be back.
She will.
She'll be back. All right, everybody.
Cornbread jeté.
That has been your 90 Day UK. We had a great time covering this. We're looking forward to season two. There will be a season two.
Yes.
Don't you?
It has been green lit.
Green lit. So y'all, go to our website. It's back. The website's back. Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can leave a review on Apple Podcasts. You can go to the link there on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. You can also see all of our other shows and content. Now, if you want to buy tickets to the Double It Tour, you still got to go to our Linktree link. That's going to be in your show notes or on our TikTok or our Instagram.
Insta.
That's where you can get the reviews for that. And if you want to listen to more 90 Day UK, are Cray Cray doing it? They're doing it too, aren't they?
Yes.
So you got Cray Cray, you got Blighty Day.
I think Pink Shade was doing it for a while.
I think
they actually replaced, they decided to drop Happily Ever After and do UK.
Oh, and do UK. Yeah. And I think, I don't know if Nicole Byer and Mars.
Probably.
I don't know if they're doing it. But anyway, y'all, so there's plenty. And we love all those shows and we support all those shows.
We love our 90 Day podcast community.
We sure do. All right, everybody. You know what to do. We'll see you next time. Jump into the single life if you're not there. All of them are just fucking lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrongest of place. All the wrong lads and lasses looking for love in all the wrong, what do you call the wrong pastures and...
The locks.
Yes. Right, yeah. Right, poodle?
Yes. And y'all, if you've seen Nessie, tell her we said hey.
This is my bagpipes.
Give us give us a ring, won't ya?
Into the west.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.